Well, aloha, everyone. After listening to Kaulana Napua from Makaha Sons, I just love that song right now, and it seems to resonate with my inner being, and hopefully it resonates with a few of yours as well. Whoever's listening to this, I'm basically here to. I had an idea to present a couple days ago, and I thought I had originally thought I would put it out the 2nd, but it just didn't work out that way, and I was. So this is what the day it is. It's the 3rd of January 2021. And, it's really working out to where it's quite a thing where there's a lot going on and there are a lot of things happening and, you know, things are really developing on the planet, on the surface. But a lot of this stuff that is happening to really help us process through a lot of things but I was one of the things that hit me and this was probably on the 31st, the night of the 31st. Here's what happened. On the 31st, I went out to just take a walk, and I don't know what time it was. It was before the midnight hour, and all I know is, and we'd had some snow and some rain, but it was mostly like a wet snow or a freezing snow, and so I just felt like taking a walk and. Went out and walked across. There's a nearby school. I walked across that nearby school, where the grassy area is, playground kind of area. But it's just grass in the summertime. And as I'm walking across there, I said, "Well, there's probably about a quarter inch of, a certain amount of ice on top of the snow. So every time you step, it would be, you'd crunch through the ice and go down to the snow, so maybe just an inch or two." And it was so amazing because I was the only one. I was the first, from what I could tell, I was the first one to do that and first one to have the chance to do that. Now, that was just great. It was just great, and you crunch and crunch and then kind of run across and you crunch. But as I was doing this, all of a sudden, I heard these big booms. Big, huge booms. And I thought maybe something was happening elsewhere. And at one point, I finally realized what was going on was that every time, this has happened before. You have fresh ice, never walked on or skated on before. What can happen is it can settle a little bit and it will crack a little bit. Just as it settles. And that cracking goes through the whole layer, the whole pond or whole lake that you're on. And this was what, I'm sure that's what was happening with this. As I was cracking, that's what caused the booms. But, this opportunity to do this, I mean, I was just having a ball. And I wasn't trying to create booms. But at the very beginning, it was like these things were quite huge. So, it would crack, and then it would go all the way down this layer, crack a hole, a long way, I guess. But to me, that was really a powerful, a powerful message. And as it turned out, I didn't realize it at first, but I realized something about that later. So then on the 1st, I guess I started writing this on the 1st, yeah, January 1st, 2021. And I was like, I went out then and it had snowed some more, a couple inches, and so there was a couple inches. And at the time when I went out, it was right around freezing. And I'll tell you what, when it's right around freezing or a little above freezing, just something like that, it's like it's great snowball weather. So, you know, it was, there was snow on the top, and I was just enjoying making the snowballs and throwing those things at stuff and just throwing it at, you know, poles and things like that. And it was just really it was really a great thing to be able to do that. Just made a lot of noise, and it was really kind of it didn't make a lot of noise. It was just so much fun. So there was essentially the message I got was there were booms, followed by joy, and that to me was the message. It's we are close. And it was like this. I know things are happening behind the scenes and all this, but to me that was a message that these booms are really here. The last day of the year, almost the last to break off into 2021, the last days, the booms are happening, and going into the next day where the snow's on top and I'm having a ball. If I had a sled, I would have been riding on the sled. But it was just like so much fun. It was just such a ball to be out there in the snow and playing in the snow. The joy level was just, for me, it was just a huge amount of joy. And, you know, we've all been through a lot of things. I've been through a lot of things this past year with my parents going through their process, their ending of life process. And it was just great to see, to feel that, and to know that that was connected to something. So, you know, we're just kind of in a place now, for me, I feel that when, and there's a lot of indications that I have seen that, you know, are coming out. They said, well, this is going to happen. It looks like this has happened, and so on, so on, so on, so. It's like the booms are, a lot of times we will get things. And I feel we get things, I do at least, to get things that are about ready to happen, and perhaps we're part of the energy, we're connecting with the energy. We all have a great energy field that we connect with the energies, either locally or on the planet, and it's like it's connected to what's going on, or it's connected to assist what's going on. And, you know, the booms are like one thing, and okay, well, whatever happens. And then it's like, followed by the joy of being who we are, you know. It's kind of like a thing where, the joy of being who we are is being kind of brought out. And so, we're just kind of in this place now where, yes, there is a lot of stuff happening, and, it's going to be visible to the eyes. We're going to hear that. We may hear the booms. We may see these booms. That's a wonderful thing. And as we go through these, it'll be like the ice. I mean, if you do this on the ice and you actually do break through, you can see what's down underneath there. But a lot of times, you'll be breaking through and you start to experience the, as things sort of break out of their shell, you'll see these things, which in many cases we have to see it. We have to see it to get through it. And then it's like once we break through this phase, it's like the joy that's going to be coming out is going to be just, we're going to feel this immense amount of joy. I'm sure many who may hear this, many have been through a phase where you're looking at yourself and you're looking, what's blocking me from kind of breaking out into who I feel I really am, and I don't even know who I really am. But it's kind of a personal thing where, and of course this happened to me in the 12-step program, you know, that, you know, you break through and then you feel the joy of having broken through and released what was blocking one from blocking you from going to the next level. So that's kind of how it feels to me. And I really think this is going to happen in a certain way. I again, I can't predict exactly what's going to go on. And yes, I've listened to Charlie Ward. I've listened to all the people who show up on the blog. I've listened to all of them. And I'm still, you know, nobody really knows exactly what's going to happen or the timing of what's going to happen. It does seem like January 6th is going to be a kind of an important day. You know, it's kind of, you know, I'll just say it may be important. There might be a lot of things that are broken out there and released. And so, you know, supporting the people who are going through that and going to that, whether it's, you know, either financially or in the light or whatever you want to do, it's like, you know, I think that's a very, that could be a very helpful thing as well. So I'm just going to be sort of tuned into it and allowing it to play out and allowing that to play, you know, the people who are going to do that. It's really kind of a thing where we just allow them to go and do it, and that's their mission. So for me, I feel it's not my mission, but rather it is you know, I'll be here staying in the Midwest and doing my thing over here. So so with that. Aloha,